Doug, what reaction did you get from the members of the House and Senate? Who'd you talk to? And are we safe and they're not leaking it tonight?
Mr. President, I stressed the importance of secrecy on this thing, and I said I was calling them at your request because it was just possible that something might come out this evening. I just didn't know. I didn't give them any 5:30 time or any time, but I said you had wanted them to know about it, to understand the background, and they were all very appreciative. Let me just tell you who I talked to first so you'll know, sir, and then I'll give you my estimate. I talked to Mike Mansfield. He asked only one question, why Japan, Malaysia, and other countries weren't included, and I explained again that it was for countries with forces there, and he said he understood that, and he thought you had no choice but to accept President Marcos' invitation. He saw nothing to lose by such an acceptance, quite possibly something to be gained. He appreciated being informed and would observe the strictly confidential character of the information. Speaker McCormick thought there was lots of logic and common sense in the proposal and was glad that the President had accepted and was also glad that he had been informed about it before it became public knowledge. He understood that it was strictly confidential. Les Ahrens was in the Speaker's office when I talked to the Speaker, and I felt that since there were no Republican leadership and he's been very responsible in the past, I should bring him in too, and so did the Speaker feel that way. And So he expressed appreciation, said he would of course observe its confidential character, and thought that the proposal made sense. When I couldn't get Senator Dirksen by 5 o'clock, I thought I ought to talk to Hickenlooper, because there was nobody else in the Senate leadership, and I didn't want it to break on them. That was when I still understood it was going to be at 5:30. Senator Hickenlooper said he thought it was a good idea, appreciated being informed, and understood the confidential character. I tried to get Doc Morgan. He was someplace wandering around the Capitol, and when by 5:15 I had been unable to get him, I talked privately to Zablocki, who was the number two fella on the Foreign Affairs Committee, has been very responsible in the past. He's also chairman of the Far East Subcommittee, as you know, Mr. President. Zablocki thought that it was an initiative that was long overdue on the part of the Asians, and it was a good idea, and he was glad that you would accept. He assured me he would observe the strictly confidential character of the information. I did get hold of finally Doc Morgan at about 5:25, and through Tully Torbert, my deputy, who tracked him down on the hill, he was in search of him, and all he said was that, he said he appreciated being informed, thought well of it, would observe the confidential character. Same with Mrs. Bolton. Tully Torbert, my deputy, tracked them both down on the hill. Senator Dirksen returned my call around 5:30, said he thought it was a good idea, it caused him no problem. He thought that since a number of countries had been invited, the sooner it was announced, the better, to avoid garbled leaks. Finally, I got a hold of Bill Fulbright, who I tried to reach from 4:45 on. I got him at about 5:25. When I completed my explanation, he said simply, and I'm quoting textually, "Okay, thanks very much." I asked if he had any particular comment, and he replied, "No, thanks for letting me know." So that's about where we stand, Mr. President. They all understood it was confidential. I didn't say it would break tonight, but I said it might. That was the way I put it. And there was no adverse reaction anywhere. Now, with that many people knowing, there's always the possibility, but I think that...
My thought would be that we're closing up here to get ready for this reception.
Yeah.
It has not come over the wire.
Yeah.
That when the press office is called to say, yes, I'm carrying that to the President, and I'll arrange a meeting with him at 8 in the morning, and I'll see you all at 9 o'clock in my office. I think that'd be a little better than our just spitting back right tonight, right in the middle of the Earhart reception.
Yeah. We do want the first news, strongly I gather, to come out from Marcos, so that the Asian character of the initiative, which I emphasize so much, would be marked rather than a leak out of here. I think all these people are secure, but you can never guarantee, Mr. President.
We've had very
good luck with them before.
What do you think, though? Don't you think, since I want to stress the Asian initiative,
yes.
I think if I just hit it quick as he does, it makes it, it puts us right, crowds him out of the story and everything else.
Yeah, you mean?
I think it'd be better if he says he's extending the invitation.
Yeah.
And if it comes after the close of business here, our press office could just say it.
Sure.
I'm sure the president will be very interested in this.
I think that's fine. That way he would break the story this evening so that it wouldn't leak out of here, and then you could pick it up in the morning.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Mr. President.
Waiting.